Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Three secrets why my relationship is strong. I've been married for 25 years and my marriage is amazing. And I'd like to share with you three reasons why. I call them secrets. They're not really secrets. Everybody knows them. But, you know, as I talk to couples and people in relationships, I notice that they don't do these three basic things. They might as well be secrets, right? But they're not. The first one, prioritize your relationship. For the past 25 years, I would have a weekly date with my wife. And every day I would set aside a certain time just to be able to communicate. It's so important to prioritize your relationship. When my spouse will tell me, when my wife will tell me, it feels as though other things are more important than me, your job or your ministry, I listen. Because I cannot argue with what she is experiencing. This is her feeling. So I don't say, of course not, you know. No, I just simply say, what can I do? You know, I ask myself, what can I do to express to her, no, she is more important than my business, more important than my ministry. And I adjust, I find ways. And one of them is really spending time with her, which brings me to number two. Number two is being open. You know, this is something that I've learned through the years. I was not very open when I was a young husband. But as the years went by, I learned to be able to disclose and open up my heart and share my feelings of sadness or when I feel worried or when I feel afraid or when I feel angry, when I feel sad, I would actually go to her first. And then she would appreciate that. And then it also felt so good, like half of my burden, you know, was lifted from my shoulder when I started being more open to her. Which brings me to number three. It's actually listening more than speaking. It's so simple that you have two ears, one mouth. So please listen more than speaking. And so when I want to retort, respond, you know, reply to whatever she's saying, I remind myself, no, I need to, you know, feel what she's feeling. I need to be in her shoes and understand her perspective before I speak. That has, oh my gosh, that has rewarded me so much in terms of the way she realizes that, hey, my husband is taking time and making effort to understand me. And it's almost like this pressure valve is released. And all of a sudden, she also wants to do the same thing for me. Why am I talking about all these three things in having a strong relationship? Because those three things apply in your relationship with God. Number one, prioritize your relationship with God, your time with God. Make prayer the center of your life. Number two, open up. When you're before God, share your innermost feelings. Let God know what's happening inside you. And number three, listen to God. He is speaking to you. In our gospel for the day, Jesus was a 12-year-old who told his parents, "Didn't you know that I should be in my Father's house?" My friend, we need to spend time with our Father in his house, spending time in prayer, prioritizing our relationship with him. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, continue to speak to me, continue to bless me, and continue to give me that gift of being able to spend time with you. I commit, Lord, to be in your house every day, to spend time in your presence. Yes, Lord, I prioritize. Right now, help me, please, to prioritize my relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do you need someone to talk to? Do you want someone to pray with? My friend, we are here for you. Go to LOJ Pastoral Care in Facebook and message them through Messenger. Please know, you are not alone.